Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is a show that just precludes my birthday, my 70th birthday, by one day. Yep, tomorrow. Hit the big mark. How about that? Been a long, fun ride. A lot of trouble, a lot of drama along the way, but you know what? For the most part, here I am. Here I am. I'm healthy as I've been in a long, long time. I'm still able to do a lot of things I could do 20 years ago, if not longer. Some of them better, some of them, you know, the edge has come off a little bit. That being proven yesterday, we did a nice little turkey hunt, Bobby Dutrow and I, up in Washington County, right near Harper's Ferry. Spent all morning chasing birds, and it was fun. So Friday night, or Thursday night, excuse me, in anticipation and getting ready, you know, I've been working all week. We finally got the Maryland Loves Crabs to the printer, and can't remember what day that was. Monday. So Maryland Loves Crabs has launched online as of yesterday evening. We haven't had a chance to put anything out there. This is the first announcement we've made about it. It's mdlovescrabs.com if you want to go view the current issue. It's still at the printer. We haven't gotten the printed copies yet, but I anticipate that Monday or Tuesday. So they'll be headed out to the street here soon. So that was most of the week. We got all that done and did some cleanup work and that kind of stuff that goes along with that whole magazine launch in anticipation of the turkey hunt, knowing that I'd have to leave by 2 a.m. Friday morning to get to my destination by 4:30. Didn't get that much sleep on Friday night, so drove to almost two and a half hours to our location destination. Got in the woods at a little after 5, and we were just sitting quietly, you know, listening to the birds, listening to the owls, listening to the doves, waiting for the turkey to make their first move. We don't go out there and call to them right away when they're in the trees. This is my buddy Bobby, who's been doing this for a long, long time and has 90 long beards to his credit. He's the consummate turkey hunter. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know about turkey hunting. So we're very quietly there in the little ground blind, not a tent type ground blind. This is a built out of deadfalls and driftwood and that kind of stuff, a little hole in the woods, and it's called, you know, you could call it a hide if you want, you know, where you can hide to anticipate the turkey movement. And we're sitting there. The landowner's house is not that far away. Started his truck. His truck has a little bit of a muffler on it, and when he started the truck, the turkey immediately gobbled. So Bobby looked at me. I looked at Bobby, and this bird was pretty close. This bird was about 90 yards, I would say. 80, in my estimation, 80 to 90. Not a little bit across the property line, but you know, we've taken birds there, and I think the total now is 14 birds taken out of that little blind there, including my two. So we were happy that the bird sounded off. So we waited another 20 minutes, and he gobbled again. So that's two gobbles in 20 minutes. Now we're encouraged he's still in the tree. So he gobbled and gobbled and gobbled. I think he gobbled, I don't know, 10, 12 times. And we heard a hen, which we never like to hear because that simply means that he has done his job. He has called his hen to him, which is what nature intends. And, you know, he was going to fly down pretty soon and breed that hen, and, you know, there would go our chance for the morning. But so Bobby blew a call to compete with that hen, and, you know, a hen call that would hopefully throw this guy our direction rather than go off with a live hen. Or at least if, you know, he went off, he'd come back knowing that there was a hen waiting for him, because these birds breed incessantly. That's what they do. They breed and breed and breed. They breed all day long. So he flew down on the 23rd gobble. I can't remember. But he was, you know, I'm counting because I just do that, and I'm trying to figure out where they're going. And he gobbled again and directly in front of us, and then a little bit to our right. But we knew he was down on this creek bottom, and we just couldn't see him. And Bobby kept saying he's going to come right over that hill any moment, because every time Bobby would call, he would gobble. Well, this went on and on and on and on and on for 2 hours. We could hear him walking back and forth on the creek bottom, and we knew the hen was with him. So eventually, we think he went up to the field across the road. And now it's getting to be 10:30, and we haven't heard from him. And, well, actually, it was a little bit before that. Bobby walked up a couple different places around the hide and would call, like, the, you know, the hen was in that area moving around trying to call the gobbler back. And he responded 4 times. I think Bobby called 10 different times over the course of an hour. And he only responded the first 4 times, but he was very far away. And when he was coming back, we heard him call 1 time just out of the blue. We hadn't called, and he gobbled, and a fellow started up a tractor. And the tractor, I think, got between him and us, and the tractor went down the road, and that was the last we heard. That was about 10:30. So we packed up, we headed to another spot, driving in the lane on the mountain. There was a gobbler. I saw a gobbler flash and head off into the thick stuff. I said, Bobby, there's a gobbler there. He said, yeah, but we can't hunt here. It's too close. I said, well, the luck of the draw. So we spent the next hour and a half setting up different places and calling, but never heard a bird. Never heard another bird the rest of the morning. But we had a great hunt. I mean, we was on the second spot. We saw coyote tracks. And I know what happened. Right before we left, not right after the tractor, we heard the crows go crazy. I mean, right at us. The crows were going crazy. We don't know what they were. I was thinking, you know, there was a hawk, there's an owl or something that they're going crazy on. No, it was a fox. And it was a relatively young fox, not a very big fox. But when I saw him, I said, Bobby, he's really mangy. And he was. I mean, no hair on the tail, and just a discolored, you know, fox with very short hair. The mange had just really eaten him up pretty bad. And he came right up to the blind. I mean, he just, you know, Bobby called him in with a turkey call. And he got within 10 yards of us. And he just stopped there. And finally, he slowly walked away, and he kind of came out in front of us, and I said, what do you think, Bobby? I said, he really looks bad. I said, do you think I should shoot him? He said, no, let him go. I said, all right. So off he went. He crossed our scent where we walked in, and off he went, you know. So we think that turkey, if he had gotten past a tractor, he had come in behind us. Maybe the fox had put him off this game. Entirely possible. We don't know. You know, it's hunting. It's hunting. But it was a fantastic hunt. You know, the gobbler gobbled 49 times that I counted, and, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. It really doesn't. Even though we didn't see that bird, didn't get to take a shot at that bird, it was a great time in the woods. The second place we went, we saw, you know, coyote tracks, and we just had this. It was just a good day in the woods with a couple good guys, and we walked, and I felt like I got in shape. So anyway, not much sleep last night, long drive, and so here we are in Zombieland. I hope you'll give us a call here and go on the air with us. We're giving away, there's Gordon, there's Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. Let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
Hey, Alan. How you doing? How you doing?
Tired, man. I feel like a zombie. Didn't get much sleep last night either, so.
Know what you mean.
Yeah. So what's going on, man?
Not too much.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called. Robin's not here today. She had a tough night, so, you know, it's how it goes. So we're just keep moving. That's all we can do, right?
Yep. Yeah, tell Robin I said hi.
I will do that. So.
When's the next event that you're going to be to?
We haven't set anything up here on the shore yet. We're working on a couple spots, and I will let you know. I'll let everybody know.
Right.
You know, we'll be in Western Maryland in August on the 17th. But, that's another thing we were working on. We're trying to get our guys to do their entries electronically now and get the database working. So that was we were working on the glitches in the system with that. Mm-hmm. So we're getting there. We're getting there, so. But no events scheduled at the moment.
Right.
So, but I'll let everybody know. So.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate the call, Glenn. You have a good weekend. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You too.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye. Let's talk to Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, and you? Welcome to Zombieland.
I feel like I'm in Zombieland. I think after the show today. Your host will be taking a nap.
I see. Time for a turkey sandwich, huh?
Yeah, well, the local farmer's market here has a turkey meatloaf that they make. And
really?
Yeah, it comes in a little flat pan. It's about a, I don't know, 8x8 pan, something like that. Put it in the oven, 350 for an hour. You don't even have to cover it. And I cooked one of those up the other day, and I thought, well, if I get a turkey, I know what we're going to do. We're going to be grinding some turkey meat, and we'll make it a meatloaf. The binder for this, I asked him what he used, and he said, well, you know, I don't use a lot of seasoning. I use parsley flakes. I said, okay, well, that's good. He said, I use egg breadcrumbs, which is normal stuff for meatloaf. And his flavor profile included adding oatmeal to the mix. I'd never heard of using oatmeal in a meatloaf, had you?
No breadcrumbs.
Yeah, but oatmeal. Now, I will tell you something, buddy. That's delicious stuff right there. Stayed tender and everything else. It tasted really, really nice. It was real tender and real juicy. Even at 350 for an hour, I thought it would be, you know, dry and overcooked just like turkey. No, sir. No, it was not. So.
And sometimes I've heard of, in meatloaf you could put matzo meal.
Well, it'd be pretty much the same thing. Matzo meal, yeah, absolutely. I don't even know what matzo is made out of. Is that unleavened bread or what is that?
Yeah, that's what it is. You have it just correct.
Yeah, unleavened bread, no yeast. Yeah.
No. Very good. Well, I want to congratulate you on being host and providing excellent service to the public for all these years.
Well,
and
I
want to wish you a special happy birthday today.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. Yep, it's kind of a what do you want to call it? A benchmark, I guess, or you know. How about that? And we just got an email from or a text from my buddy John B., my brother. He says his wife uses oatmeal in her meatloaf all the time. Amazing flavor. Huh. Now, is that instant, John, or is that the stuff you have to cook? I guess he'll get a text back to me with the answer to that question. You know, is it just in the round can? Is it the round can, or is it the little instant packs? I'm hoping it's going to be the round can, because that sounds like something I would use in a venison meatloaf. You know, if it does what it does to a turkey meatloaf, that would be fantastic. I've been looking for that. I've been looking for that key for a venison meatloaf, and that may be.
I'm looking at a round can right now with a specific brand, but I'm not going to mention it. But I
you can mention it, but that's okay. It has a figure of a round guy on it, I'm going to guess.
Yes, it does. It does, and the can is red, white, and blue.
Yep, and he says it's the round can. How about that? Just regular old oatmeal. Okay, well, that's good. I think we'll whip up a venison meatloaf maybe this weekend. So.
Oh, that sounds great.
Exactly. So maybe
some. But keep on good health, happiness, and say hello to Robin. And thanks
I will
for
do
all
that.
The great service.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it. It's been quite a ride for 35 years, too. Half my life I've been on the air. Imagine that.
So. I know. You beat me. You beat me on that.
Well, you had your show was on for quite a long time. How long were you on the air?
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. Yep, 30 years. I made it to 30, and that's it.
From when to when?
1986 it started, and then it finished up in, 30 years plus that. It was in 2016.
That'd be 40 years.
Wait, is that 40? No, 30.
86, 96, 2006, 2006. Yeah, 2016. Yeah, okay.
That's 30. I didn't make 40 years.
I don't know if I'll make 40. I'd like to, but, you know, we'll
let's
see.
Let's hope. I'd like you to do that. That would be good.
As long as I've got my health and my energy and my Comrex.
Yes.
I can do it from my easy chair here. I'll be happy to do that.
If you were here at the studio, I'd stop by. You know that.
Oh, I do know that. Yes, sir. Dunkin' Donuts. I know.
When you actually that satellite store closed up April 22nd in Pikesville, and they actually they're opening a new one a few doors down from where the WCBM is.
Oh, really?
It used to be the old Arco station many years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, sure.
Yep, that's where it is. Then it turned into a bank, and it's next to McDonald's.
I know right where you're talking about. Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate the well wishes, Jordan. Good to hear from you.
You have a great day. Say hello to Robin.
I'll do it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
See you. All right. See you, Jordan. All right. Good guy. Oh, I'm getting a recipe with oatmeal in it. I can't wait. Thanks, John B., buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah, as long as I can sit here in my easy chair and, you know, on a chilly morning, I can hit the remote and turn on the gas insert, which reminds me of something. What would that remind me about if I can sit here? And I know! Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's what that reminds me of. Well, you know, crab season, get out in the yard season is here. So I anticipate a few crab feasts here with the family, or at least some family gatherings. And I know that you do as well, because the crabs are coming. And you're going to go out in the yard, and you're going to go out on the deck, and you're going to sit around a table with your family, and you're going to crack some crabs, and you're going to put some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, maybe smoke some ribs or do something. So why not go to the store that handles that whole celebration, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You stop there and you pull into the parking lot and you're surrounded by Backyard Billy's thing, Backyard Billy's backyard, let's say. There's storage sheds and greenhouses, and you'll walk past the chicken coops and the dog kennels. You'll walk past the Adirondack chairs, stacks and stacks of them, about 1,000 of them in stock, and you'll look out into Backyard Billy's backyard, and you'll see gym sets for the kids, and you'll see tiki bars, and you'll see pergolas, and you'll see gazebos, and you'll see everything that you could have in your dream backyard. And then, as you get closer to the building, that entire array of tables and chairs, all types of outdoor tables, in that beautiful, beautiful, colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture is awaiting you in any color, any style. Hexagon, octagon, round, square, oblong. Oblong, what is that? Rectangle. Does anybody use that word anymore? Oblong. Just a passing thought. But they're all there. They're all there, and you can see all those specialty chairs as well. You know, the rockers and the gliders and that type of thing. It's all there. And all that stuff with the storage sheds and all that, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, you know. Then you walk inside. When you walk inside to the counter, you look to your left and there's barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, and those beautiful ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, they're all there. And you go a little further into the store, and there's that beautiful stainless steel grills by Memphis. And you walk past the grills, and you go into the back, and you'll be surrounded by fireplace inserts and freestanding pellet and wood stoves. And you'll just say, wow, what a place. But you've only seen half of it indoors. If you go to the right, the giant showroom there has all the indoor furniture and the fire rings and the big old umbrellas for your deck and a lot of other beautiful stuff that you can't miss. It's quite a place. Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. You need to stop there this weekend. They're open 7 days a week. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Give you a little taste of it. You can always call them if you need some specific thing, 410-827-4500. Hey, do you have a fire ring with a mallard duck on it? Yep, we got one. How about a fish? Yep, we got one. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You know what? Your backyard is going to look just great. Just great. Now, if you're in Baltimore and you're in need of some live bait or some fishing tackle or, you know, right there in Baltimore, Anne Arundel County border, I'm going to recommend Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, right there off Beltway Exit 9. Yeah, they've been there since 1957. All that experience, almost, 67 years or 60-some years of experience. And they will take care of you. If you need bait, if you need a rod and reel, John B., my buddy that's texted me with the recipe, he went in there and got his rod and reel. And lots of other people do, too. They've got the live and frozen bait. They've got all the crabbing supplies, the open-top crab traps, the crab nets, the hand lines, the crab pots, if you want to pot off your deck. They've got those. They've got the crab steamers. They've got the crab seasoning, their own brand that they have been selling for many, 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 many years. So there it is. And if you're a hunter, full line of Browning firearms, rifle scopes, handguns, ammunition, right there in one little spot, Clyde Sports Shop. Been dealing with them for almost 40 of my 70 years, so I think you should stop by. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood, is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B.A. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all.
Thank you, Hank, for the reminder. Thank you, Hank, for the reminder. We appreciate that. And, you know, I was really thinking over the weekend or over the last couple days, you know, thinking about Memorial Day coming up, thinking about my dad and thinking about how things were when I was a kid. And, you know, here's a man who served his country in World War II, his brothers and brothers-in-law, future brothers-in-law did as well. And we've had some storied fellows in our family. Uncle Bob and my dad and a couple of other ones. Uncle Marshall was a bombardier. And these guys saw some things that people should never have to see. And here we are all these years later, 80 years later, and our soldiers are still fighting to keep our freedom. And our soldiers are fighting and giving their lives on foreign soil. And their families are making their sacrifices. And back here at home, it seems like our leadership doesn't give a rat's rear end about the freedoms of this country and what we have. And that makes me sad. Makes me sad. I'm not to codger stage yet, and I can still comment on what I see. And you know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm a post-war child, 1954. And never lived through any of that stuff. But I think about what my dad, you know, and my mother came through, and their families through the Depression in the 30s, you know, growing up right after World War, being born in and right after World War I, and all the heartache that was across the country, and then surviving the way this country did through World War II, sacrificing, and having food and tires and everything else rationed during the war. To provide for our soldiers and to win decisively the way we did in World War II. And then to have leaders like General Eisenhower become our President of the United States, and like John F. Kennedy become President of the United States, and look back at the times that I was actually alive in. And I see what has happened and how we've been divided as a country. We're all divided into our little groups and all been set against each other because of animosity and hatred and disdain for the other group. You know? We need a big neighborhood day in this country. We need to get together, and everybody share some barbecue or some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, and just have a great time. Have a USA picnic day. You know what I mean? And not have all this strife and division. Well, that has nothing to do with the great outdoors, but I can tell you what does have with great outdoors. If you share a common interest, like fishing or hunting, with others, you know, you can get out there, and it doesn't matter how you're labeled by the left. If you're a fisherman, you're good with me. If you're a hunter, you're good with me. If you're a law-abiding hunter, you're even better with me. 410 WCBM 680, we're having a fish and lure contest, giving away fish and lures, a perch package, nice perch package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. Call, leave your name and number, and go on the air with me, and you could win at the end of the month. I think next Saturday is our day. Let's talk to Claude in Baltimore. Morning, Claude. How are you?
Well, Alan, I'm kind of ticked off because, you know, what you just said about Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you this little story here. A friend of mine is a former United States Marine.
Okay.
His mom gave him a statue, about a 3-foot statue, bronze statue of a Marine in his dress blues. And it's been on his porch for 20 years in Dundalk. Somebody took that thing Monday off of his porch, and now he's devastated. And we want it back. Ain't that terrible, Alan?
I think it's horrible. Yeah. Does he have any pictures of it? I'd certainly put it out there in the local paper.
We do have a picture of it.
Okay. Does somebody have social media over there? Do you have a neighborhood? Do you have a neighborhood type social media on Facebook or anything like that?
I do.
Well, there you go. How about your elected representative? Is Johnny your senator?
Yeah, but Tim Klasick's going to win that election from WCBM. Well, she's going to win.
Okay.
Hands down. She's going to be our new congresswoman.
I'm talking about your state senator, your state delegates. I'm not talking about that.
Oh, I don't know who it is down there.
Well, then shame on you, Claude.
But see, that's my business.
Shame on you.
Wait.
Okay, it doesn't really matter where you live if you don't know who your representative is, and somebody doesn't know who their representative is. I mean, that person is followed by thousands of people, and they're the ones that should have this bit of information, and they will help you. They will track it down. So, well, I'm sorry to hear that about your friend. Appreciate the call, Claude. Thank you.
It's my staff.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Claude. I appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. You know, I hope everybody voted on Tuesday. I voted. For the primary. Primary kind of went the way I thought it was going to go for our future Congress folks. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I will tell you, we had a conversation with one of the poll workers, and kind of like, yeah, you're over here number six. I said, thanks. I said, I've done this a few times. He said, yeah, then you know what to do. I said, yeah, and I know how to do it. And he goes, he looked at me and he goes, yeah, kind of like a little side comment about doing the right thing. And we both kind of knew what we were talking about. And I said, you're not politicking, are you? Because he laughed. He says, when you're done with your ballot, just take it over there to my wife and she'll take care of it. I'm like, okay, great. So that was fun. That was fun. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Voting is easy. You know, the process is easy. Doesn't take much time. And you get what you vote for. Sometimes. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Not right now. All right. Well, it's time for me to tell the folks about Spurry's Tire Service. I was thinking about them the other day. You know, I was heading up the highway and thinking how smooth these tires worked. And, you know, the factory tires were okay, and the second set was okay. But, boy, I put these Firestones on, and they're just quiet as can be. Ride along, very, very smooth ride. Spurry's Tire Service did a great job. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where local folks get their tires and their auto service work done, right there. Featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. That's any make, any model. From the littlest to the biggest, Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your great big giant tractors and farm equipment, or your garden tractor and your lawnmower and even your wheelbarrow if you need one. Spurry's offers full-service tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. And I just happen to think if you have an ATV, UTV, RTV, SMV, or any other V that has tires, Spurry's has the RV. Spurry's has a tire to fit it, that's for sure. And if you own any kind of trailer, I mean boat trailer, landscape trailer, heavy-duty industrial trailer, they've got it. Tires, no problem. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. Said that 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up a Weatherbeam mag. Marty Robbins turned up. The boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks. Yeah.
That's one that's on the bucket list that may never get to. That's be able to take a bull elk in one of the western states. Hunted them once in Colorado, never hunted for a week, never saw a bull, never saw an elk. Saw a few mule deer, but never saw an elk. Hunted pronghorn in Wyoming, was able to take a nice bull and a trophy, a nice buck and a trophy doe. Pronghorn, that was a lot of fun hunt. Saw some really nice mule deer there on the ranch in Wyoming, and some really, really, really nice whitetails on the same ranch, and had a great time doing that hunt. That was 2011, but I've never gotten an opportunity at a bull elk. Love to go on a moose hunt too, but things are just getting so cost prohibitive to do these things now. If I'd have done this when I was younger and times were different, well, that would have been a great fulfillment. And I admire anybody that, you know, took their trips when they were young to the, you know, out to the Western States, or even to do an African safari or Canada or any of those other things. But like I said, it's been a great life. I'm surrounded by game animals here in my back room. A lot of waterfowl of all different species of ducks, and a couple of nice deer. And so I'm just a blessed person. I'm blessed, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. I was trying to see who was born on May 19th. One of them I know was Malcolm X, was born on this day in history. Jackie Onassis died on this day in 1994. Harry and Meghan were married on this day. A couple other things, nothing particularly notable. I know, looking at it, Winston Churchill gave a couple speeches, notable speeches, during World War II on this day. May 19th, tomorrow, excuse me. Let's see what's going on here. If you'd like to enter the Fish and Tackle, let's talk to Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you? Sorry.
Hello, hey, Chris. Hey, Alan, I'm doing great, thanks. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I heard you earlier talking about how the country is. It's a daggone shame. I'll give you that. And, yes, it's a sportsman's talk show, but it's raining here this morning, not much going on, so.
Uh-huh. Well, rockfish season opened this week here in Maryland with a considerable thud. April, May 15th, people out there catching their one fish between 19 and 24 inches. Got a nice photo from, we call him Captain Brown, retired fire chief. He's hoisting about a 25-pound catfish on opening day of rockfish season, big smile on his face. So, you know, it's not all about the particular fish. It's just about fishing, you know what I mean? Fishing unites everybody. Fishing unites everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I heard you talking one week about the catfish industry is starting to boom up in Maryland.
Yes, but it still needs some help. It needs a big kick in the pants. It needs legislation that would allow for not reduced inspection of the industry, but getting it out of the hands of the feds. You got to have a federal inspector on site when you're processing blue catfish. Okay, they just can't. Yeah, that's the problem with that industry right now, and that was covered under the Farm Bill, probably 20 years ago, to help fight invasive catfish from coming in and competing, and catfish from Southeast Asia coming onto the market, competing with the Delta catfish farmers, and so some of the southern lawmakers had the provision put in the Farm Bill to make sure that any catfish considered invasive or non-native had to be covered by a federal inspector on site. So here we've got a million pounds of blue catfish being processed here in Maryland, and the processors are having to pay the salary of a federal inspector every day to come on the job, when it's totally unnecessary in other industries as well, chicken farming and beef farming and everything else. So go ahead.
I've long held that one of the biggest problems in our government is unelected bureaucrats who they're the ones who write these bills in Congress and Senate. Sure. Senators don't sit down and write these bills out.
Yeah.
They got paid staffers and bureaucrats who write these out, and they sneak their little thing that's going to ingratiate them to another industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they retire or get out of government, they got a job somewhere lined up already.
Well, you've heard of, you know, you've heard of the K Street influence in D.C. I mean, there's a lobbyist for everything in D.C.
Sure.
That's what the job of a lobbyist is to do, is to lobby the lawmaker to see their point of view and to include legislation that covers their industry. And, you know, when you say the bureaucrats, staffers and bureaucrats run the thing, you know?
Yes, they do.
You're absolutely right. I've been there, done that. I've seen it, you know?
Yeah, you have.
You know, for a very short time, but, you know, saw enough of the system to know that, kind of how it works. So it just,
Or I guess you probably say how it doesn't work.
So. Yeah, exactly. I see how
who lobbies for the regular taxpayer?
Well, that's true.
No one.
That's true. Not very many of them. You're right.
Chris,
I appreciate your call, buddy. You have a great week, great weekend. And
all right, let me say hi to my buddy Teddy.
All right. Hey, Teddy, how are you?
Take care, Alan.
All right, good to see you. Thanks, Chris. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. I guess we're coming about the end of the hour, aren't we? How about that? All right. Well, look at that. Did I call it or what? There's the music, folks. Made it through the first hour without falling asleep and actually had some good conversations with some great people. On and off the air. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to prepare for the next hour. If you've got to leave us, I understand. Get out, stay safe. Make sure this week, folks, that, you know, give your wife a hug and a kiss. Call somebody in your family you haven't talked to in a while. Love the Lord. See you next hour.